Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two. Yep, we're still in the two phase of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Why would we do anything else right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? Coming up in around about 57 minutes, right about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We want to thank Chandler Travis for being here in the studio with us last week. I know there was a problem with the archive, and we're going to get that all tidied up and get that to you out there at the at bubblesinthethinktank.com and the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group sometime this week. So stay tuned for that, because that was something worth cleaning up and getting out there for you. That was fun. This is fun too, though. We're not going to dally too much, I don't think. I think we should just jump right in so we'll be able to get as many of those obits in as possible tonight. I mean, I've got a lot more prep than we're ever going to get to tonight. But, you know, there's another all-obit show in our near future. I can guarantee this to you. But not tonight. No, not tonight. Tonight, we just have this episode for you right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We had a great deal of mail since Webley Webster's last appearance, at which time he gave us a book review, and he's here today. Webb, quite a few people have requested that you give us another one, you with the help of the Webley Webster players. I see you have them assembled out there in the big studio. Do you have something for us?
Yes, that's right, Bob. I thought we might dramatize what I think is one of the most interesting scenes in a new book that I'm going to review for you, Tom Swift and his Atomic Fertilizer Spreader.
Oh, this is one of the Tom Swift series, of course, so familiar with the younger generation and the older.
Well, it's the latest, I think. The latest Tom Swift.
It must be.
He never employed atomic power before.
Well,
atomic energy.
Where does this scene take place? In his laboratory or in Hudson?
No, they're about 4 days out at sea as we look in on the players now, and they'll dramatize, I think, the most dramatic part of the whole book.
Begging your pardon, Captain.
What be ye want, matey?
Well, we're 4 days out, and we still don't know where we're going. Isn't it time you open the sealed orders?
Why? Now get up off on the deck and talk to me with a civil tongue in your head.
Begging your pardon.
Belay, matey. What you mean coming by here and giving the good cap'n orders?
Well, it's only that the men are getting a little shaky, sir. They want to know where they're going.
You...
No. Begging your pardon, sir. It was only a civil question I was asking.
Get up off the deck.
All right, sir.
Have you all had your grog today?
That's right, sir.
Why?
Taking it easy, sir.
Now I think maybe you'll be keeping that civil tongue in ye head.
Aye, aye, sir.
Take off ye now to the galley. Get me some food.
Aye, aye, sir.
Why?
And that's the scene, huh?
That's it. I think that's the most dramatic thing I've ever heard or read about.
Well, where was Tom Swift?
I recommend it to everybody from 6 to 6.
Well, that's all right, but...
Tom Swift and his atomic fertilizer spreader.
Another Webley Webster book review. We're now back inside.
Mother Goose has woke up in the nursery. Poor simple Simon said, I'm feeling sad. Said Peter Piper's daughter, so am I, and think we ought to try to think of something that will make us glad. So Smarty Smarty said, I'll give a party. And they called on the old woman in the shoe. The cat, she brought her fiddle, and she played high diddle diddle. And what happened then, I'm going to tell to you. Little Jackie Horner, eating pie up in the corner, stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum. Little Missy Muffet, she was sitting on a tuffet, and she said, yum, yum, please give me some. Little Georgie Porgy with his pudding and pie, kissed Mary quite contrary till he made her cry. And little Bo Peep, she lost her sheep and couldn't find him, their tails behind him. Peter Pumpkin Eater had a wife and couldn't keep her at the ball, in the hall. Humpty Dumpty met her, said, I'll bet her that I'll get her and I'll make her fall. That's not all. Old King Cole, that merry old soul, he fell for Mother Hubbard, blew his big bank roll, buying lollipops and pretties for the kiddies at the storybook ball. They danced and sang till early in the morning. They really didn't know just when to stop. So as the day was dawning and the kiddies all were yawning, they found out the mouse had run up in the clock. Then Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, he started, and right over that big candlestick he flew. Then little Tommy Tucker started singing for his supper, and poor boy Blue said, gee, I'm hungry too. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickling peppers, brought him to the hall. That's no stall. Tommy Tom the Piper's son, he stole a pig and away he runs to the ball. Ah, that's not all. Polly put the kettle on, the tea got cold. They had to eat the porridge that was 9 days old. Then Jack fell down, Jill broke her crown and spilled the water. She had an offer. 4 and 20 blackbirds were baking in a pie and they refused to sing anything. thing. Wasn't that an awful way for little birds to act before a queen and king? Such a thing, said the knave and the king to the queen of hearts. Come on, hurry up, honey, bring some tarts. So she did, and the kids had a picnic at the storybook ball. Dumbo!
Judge a book by the cover, brother, you've got to read between the lines. Don't take your love where you find it, look close and see what's behind it. The truth's kind of hard to discover, brother, learn to recognize the signs. Just hesitate before you make that date, look before you leave. It's been proven many times before that as you sow, so shall you reap. You can't judge a book by the cover. You can't judge a book by the cover. You can't judge a book by the cover, brother. You've got to read between the lines. Chains no stronger than the weakest link. You can't judge a book by the cover. You can't judge a book by the cover. You can't judge a book by the cover, brother. You've got to read between the lines.
Look out.
Well, if it isn't Easy Reader.
Hey, hey. Easy Reader, that's my name. Reading, reading, that's my game. Lord. Easy Reader. Top to bottom, left to right. Stuff is outside. Easy Reader, that's my name. I say,
How's it going, Easy Sugar?
Baby. Hey, listen, I need something cool to drink. Give me a bottle of that Dr. Delight.
You got it.
Dr. Delight. 8 fluid ounces, contains natural and artificial flavoring, caramel coloring, maltose, dextrose, and 0.1% of benzoate of soda as a preservative.
Ha!
Heavy! Look here, I'm gonna see you later, am
I? I don't want to break up your day, Sugar, but are you not going to drink that Dr. Delight?
No, honey, I don't want to drink that stuff. I just want to read it, you dig?
Oh, get on out of here. That's easy.
Right on. I groove on all the words. reading's heavy, reading's tough.
Right.
I just don't seem to get enough.
Oh.
Easy reader, that's my name. I'm a reading man, and it's words I see. Every word I see, I just gotta speak. I'm a first-class, genuine reading freak.
Woo!
Oh, easy reader, that's my name.
Cooling it now.
Yeah.
I have a message for you. A very sad message. My subject for this evening will be Little Bo Peep. It says here, Little Bo Peep, who was a little girl, has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Now that's reasonable, isn't it? It's reasonable to assume if Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, it's only natural that she wouldn't know where to find them. That basically is reasonable. But leave them alone. Now that overwhelms me. Completely overwhelms me. The man said she lost a sheep. Turns right around and boldly states she doesn't know where to find them. And then has the stupid audacity to say, leave them alone. Now think for a moment, think. If the sheep were lost and you couldn't find them, you'd have to leave them alone, wouldn't you? So leave them alone. Leave them alone. It's in the book. Leave them alone. And they being the sheep, they will come home. Oh, yes, they'll come home. Oh, there'll be a brighter day tomorrow. They will come home. It's in the book. They will come home. A wagon, a tail. Pray tell me, what else could they wag? They will come home a wagon, a tail. Behind them. We think they'd wag them in front. Of course, they might have come home in reverse. They could have done that, I really don't know. But nonetheless, it's in the book.
Well, that's what everybody thought back in 1952 when that record was number one on the charts.
Oh, I gotta go. The sheep just came back. Ah! They're in my garden. Hey, you! Get out of those cockle shells!
Now.
He watches every move she makes. Geography.
her one more time. Snake and a bookworm. Snake and a bookworm. Snake and a bookworm. Snake and a bookworm.
Well, now it's cookery time, introduced as usual by Lenin.
Whenever the bourgeois get you down and the revisionism's looking blue, get into the kitchen, get out your pans and cook a little dish or two.
Whenever the decline of the capitalist system seems to be coming through,
get into your kitchen, get out your pans and cook a little dish or two. Here's our recipe if you want to be free. The future lies in your hands. Into the kitchen and rattle, rattle, rattle them pots and pans.
Whenever you shot, all see people to shoot, and you shot see fighting squad too.
Get into your kitchen, get out your pants, and shoot a little dish or two.
Shoot one for me, Joe.
Shoot a little dish or two.
Make mine a bourgeois.
Shoot a little dish or two. Two, two, two.
Joseph Stalin is currently appearing with Cilla Black at the Talk of the Town Newquay. Karl Marx is a member of the Young Redgraves.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you all so much for being here again tonight. I love that you keep coming back to be here with us. I do. I really love it a lot. Because, you know, it's all about love here. Bubbles in the Think Tank, in case you'd forgotten, which I can't imagine for a second that you ever could. I'm not. So please don't you forget it either. Numbers to think about. The U.S. has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. That's a public service message from WMFO here in Medford. For some reason, I'm feeling just a little off tonight in not having anything upcoming on the calendar for to tell you about, things to look forward to, things to not look forward to. Nothing. I have nothing for you. Nothing but more silliness every single week. I'm going to keep bringing it to you as much as I can, as long as I can, as long as anyone will let me. By the way, if you hadn't noticed during this new semester here at Tufts University, a couple new programs coming on before us, and the one that was on tonight, I highly recommend that you check them out. It's a great father-daughter combo, and they tell really fun stories sometimes. They're short, but their Beach Boys story tonight was very adorable. So I would just say keep an ear out for the program before us here during this semester. Pretty happy about where people have been slotted this time around. So, yay! That's great. That's great stuff. And I think you may have seen over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where many of you have gathered tonight, that there was an interview tonight on Twirl Radio out of Northern California. I forget what town they're in. They might be Sacramento, but I'm not positive about that. But they interviewed Chandler Travis tonight, and when asked what the funniest record he ever heard was, it was from a member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars, Paulette, who was already, even before that conversation, already slated to be played in tonight's episode. So why don't we do that right now, right here, on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
if the sun refused to shine on the two bookstores where I go to find books and an occasional magazine. And the know-it-all people, the superior book readers who look at me and know I'm a dummy, know where the near the heights they inhabit behind the counter, you know, in the bookstore and behind the counter by the register, and their unassailable intellectual fortress right there behind the counter by the register, the attitude. What a dumb question, you can't be serious. And then I think to myself, or ask him, what's the dumbest, stupidest book you have? That's my book, that's mine, that's what I want to read. Sell me that book and I'll love you in a way that defies description in any book written by the most capable, articulate wordsmith ever to inhabit the bookshelves of your stinking store. The bookshelves of your stinking store. Superior book readers look at me and know I'm a dummy. Nowhere near the heights they inhabit behind the counter by the register in their unassailable intellectual fortress, whatever. If the sun refused to shine on the snotty bookstore people, I'm not sure I'd mind. I'm not sure I'd mind.
you a shaman. Shakespeare, I said amen. Come on, baby, let's go do some farming. I got a hoe, you got a shovel. Come on, baby, we got you to hustle. Hustle and a bustle and tease with me. We'll ride about it.
Through life I find lots of memories remain. Certain days stay in my mind and keep running through my brain. I remember the day that Italy swam the channel, what a splash! I remember the Wall Street crash, or when Winchell first shouted flash. But there's one day that I recall, though it was years ago. All my life I will remember it, I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Ah, literature. There's nothing like sitting home nights at the fireplace with a pipe, a dog, and a good book at your feet. But if you walk into my house, you'll see loads of books. And believe me, they're out there just for appearance. I press an awful lot of butterflies. My literary appetite is stupendous. They don't write them quick enough for me. The book of the month didn't come out fast enough, so I read the book of the week. The book of the week didn't come out fast enough, so I read the book of the day. The book of the hour, the book of the minute, but that wasn't even fast enough. So far this week, I've read 6 books that haven't been written yet. But I'm not confined to home reading. I once spent 2 weeks in a library. I would have been out of there sooner, but I buried my nose in a book and forgot which book I buried it in. A dilemma. Why, on the first page of this book, they printed the author's name, and right underneath it was his private phone number. Copyright 1939. But I'm gonna send it back. I've been dialing that number for 4 months, and nobody's answered. Nevertheless, while perusing through the library, I found the classic I was looking for. It wasn't the Encyclopedia Britannia. It wasn't Forever Umbriago. It was a book that was 3,857 pages thick. And I'm glad I took it. It fits perfectly under the short leg of my pool table. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Yes, one of these days I'm gonna do it again.
Goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you have a copy of 30 Days in the Samarkand Desert with the Duchess of Kent by A.E.J. Elliott, O.B.E.?
Well, I don't know the book, sir.
Never mind. How about 101 Ways to Start a Fight?
By?
An Irish gentleman whose name eludes me for the moment.
No, we haven't got it in stock, sir.
Not to worry. Can you help me with David Copperfield?
Ah, yes, Dickens.
No.
I beg your pardon?
No, Edmund Wells.
I think you'll find Charles Dickens wrote David Copperfield, sir.
No. Dickens wrote David Copperfield with two P's. This is David Copperfield with one P by Edmund Wells.
David Copperfield with one P?
Yes, I should have said.
Yes, well, in that case, we don't have it.
Funny, you've got a lot of books here.
Yes, we do, but we don't have David Copperfield with one P by Edmund Wells.
Are you quite sure?
Quite.
Not worth just looking?
Definitely not.
How about Great Expectations?
Yes, well, we have that.
That's G-R-A-T-E Expectations, also by Edmund Wells.
Yes, well, in that case, we don't have it. We don't have anything by Edmund Wells, actually. He's not very popular.
Not Nicholas Nickleby? That's K-N-I-C-K-E-R-L-E-S-S?
No.
Christmas Carol with a K?
No.
How about A Sale of Two Titties?
Definitely not.
Sorry to trouble you.
Not at all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh!
Yes.
I wonder if you might have a copy of Barnaby Budge.
No, as I say, we're right out of Edmund Wells.
No, not Edmund Wells, Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens?
Yes.
You mean Barnaby Rudge?
No, Barnaby Budge by Charles Dickens. That's Dickens with two K's, the well-known Dutch author.
No, well, we don't have Barnaby Budge by Charles Dickens with two K's, the well-known Dutch author. And perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Dahl's Chickens, or Farnborough Sludge by Miles Pickens, or even Stickwick Stapers by Fowles Wickens with four M's and a silent Q. Why don't you try W.H. Smith's?
I did. They sent me here.
Did they?
I wonder...
Oh, do go on, please.
I wonder if you might have The Amazing Adventures of Captain Gladys Stoat pamphlet and her intrepid spaniel Stig amongst the giant pygmies of Beccles. Volume 8.
No, we don't have that. Funny, we got a lot of books here. Well, I mustn't keep you standing, huh?
Well, do you have...
No, we haven't. Sorry, it's 1 o'clock now. We're closing for lunch.
I saw it
over
there.
What?
I saw it over there. Olson's Standard Book of British Birds.
Olson's Standard Book of British Birds?
Yes.
O-L-S-E-N?
Yes.
B-I-R-D-S?
Yes.
Yes, well, we do have that, as a matter of fact.
The expurgated version.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
The expurgated version.
The expurgated version of Olson's Standard Book of British Birds?
The one without the gannet.
The one without the gannet? They've all got the gannet. It's a standard British bird, the gannet. It's in all the books.
Well, I don't like them. They wet their nests.
All right, I'll remove it. Any other birds you don't like?
I don't like the robin.
The robin? Right, the robin. There you are. Any others you don't like? Any others?
The nuthatch.
Right, the nuthatch. Here we are. There you are. No gannets, no robins, no nuthatches. There's your book.
I can't buy that. It's torn. I wonder if you have...
Come on, ask me anything. We got lots of books here, you know. It's a bookshop.
How about Biggles Combs His Hair?
No, we don't have that one for me.
The Gospel According to Charlie Drake?
No. Try me again.
I know. Ethel the Aardvark Goes Quantity Surveying.
No. What?
Ethel the Aardvark Goes Quantity Surveying.
Ethel the I've got it! I've seen it somewhere! Yes! Yes! Here we are! Ethel the Aardvark Goes Quantity Surveying! There's your book! Now, buy it!
I don't have enough money.
I'll take a deposit.
I don't have any money.
I'll take a check.
I don't have a checkbook.
I'll take a blank one.
I haven't got a bank account.
Right! I'll buy it for you! There you are. There's your change. There's some money for a taxi on the way home. There's your book.
Wait! I can't read.
You can't read. Right. Sit down. Sit there. Are you sitting comfortably? Right. Ethel the Aardvark was hopping down the Rift Valley.
I read a lot nowadays, much more than before you left me high and dry in a loveless land with nothing but time on my hand. I read a lot, not just magazines, but other more serious things to get me through the day, nighttime too, whilst wondering how in the world to go on without you.
Upstream till you come to the old steam railway line, then you go on and you go on until you get to where the book people live.
The good people?
The book. The book people. You've not heard of them?
No.
People who've vanished. Some who were arrested and managed to escape. Others who were released. Some didn't even wait to be arrested. They just hid themselves away. Up in the farm country, the woods and the hills, they live there in little groups. And the law can't touch them. They live quite peaceably and do nothing that's forbidden. Though if they came into the city, they might not last long.
But how can you call them book people if they don't do anything against the law?
They are books. Each one, men and women, everyone, commits a book they've chosen to memory. And they become the books. Of course, every now and then, someone gets stopped, arrested. Which is why they live so cautiously. Because the secret they carry is the most precious secret in the world. With them, all human knowledge would pass away. You must come with me.
Thank you.
looking at his cover. Oh, can't you see? You misjudged me. I may look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by looking at its cover.
Thank you.
mother says to young daughter, does your teacher instruct you to read? Daughter says, yes, there is a large collection of books in which partial are religions of many creed. Another subject is included. Another subject is included, beware the spooks.
We're still in tune with your free-form radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it's time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Someday we'll figure out a way to catch up, but we're not going to worry about that tonight. We're just going to do what we can do and enjoy it as we go. Before I start off, though, I want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Then I also want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his assistance and support. And we'll start off tonight with a sacrificial radio obituary, even though that's probably not the right word given the situation here. This is an addendum, you might say, to the Bobby Lloyd Hicks obit from last week.